Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. We're a week late getting these broadcasts underway because I was not available for last week's games, but I tried to follow them from afar, and the girls are off to a 2-1 start as they come into Willamina. The Willamina Bulldogs come into this game with a 1-0 record. They played Taft with a 34-27 win. The Warrior girls took a loss to Corbett, a school that just came down from 4A.
Yeah, with four returning starters from the state championship, or second. They were second.
Yeah, second, I think.
4A.
Yep. First varsity game for a bunch of freshman girls. A
lot of jitters.
And they lost that one by 14 on the road. Came back and beat Oregon Episcopal by 36 and De La Salle North Catholic by 15 last week. And now they start a new tough stretch here with Willamina, and then home with Sutherland on this Friday, I believe.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're exactly right.
And not all of the games are going to line up this year with boys and girls, at least
there's
not
several.
Early on.
Yeah.
The non-league and so we'll bring you as many as we can, and once we get league going, things will settle down into a nice routine, and it'll be a lot more predictable. But we've got a few games until then. I don't think we open league until the 6th of January. So we've got some other tough non-league opponents, or potentially tough ones. We've got Banks coming to our place. That's a school that just came down from 4A as well. And then we'll have three games at the Salem Academy tournament on the 28th, 29th, and 30th.
Jervis is not a push either.
No, they're not. We've got them in there also. So, good challenging non-league schedule for the Warrior girls here to start the year. And, should be fun. You know, this is a team, you've got a mix of a couple of senior girls in Scharf and, Kylie Kendall, and then you've got some young girls. We don't have Ellie, and maybe in January sometime if we're lucky.
She was running in practice, not part of the team, but with the physical therapist.
Yep.
Last night.
And yeah, it's exciting.
Look good. Yeah, no limp. And
yep. Yeah, and I think, you know, with an ACL, you know, you and I have been sports fans and followed lots of professional athletes. A little different for them, but it is. It's one part physical, getting that back, and then there's the mental part of actually trusting your body that you can go completely all out and not think about it.
Yes.
Getting that thought out of your mind that you have to be aware of your knee is a hurdle that only the athlete themselves through experience can overcome.
You know, she'll probably have to get used to wearing a brace too, which is,
I would assume.
That's totally something you're not accustomed to.
Absolutely.
And relying on the brace.
So we do have the two senior girls playing, and then Ellie out for at least probably another month, roughly. We've got one junior on this team, Emily Rice, a couple of sophomores, Maya Harsman, Sarah Lynn Grove, both of whom will be starting tonight, and then five freshman girls round out the varsity roster. You got Eliza and Adi Nicely, Alyssa McMullen, who had 12 points against De La Salle, Catholic.
She
led the team in scoring. She's a good shooter.
Very good shooter. And the Nisleys.
Hey, I played horse with her, and she took me to the ropes on that.
The Nisley girls are as quicker in basketball as they were in soccer, and they can really make things happen. They Jet plays a lot of 1-3-1 at trapping and stuff. And one of the Nisleys, I can't right now remember which one's out on top, but it doesn't matter. They're both
either gonna, one could be out there,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And then the last two freshmen to round it out, coming off the bench for the Warriors, Kylie Wilson and Liliana Rideout. Just a great chance for those girls to, I'm assuming they're getting some JV time as well.
Kylie,
a little bit.
Yeah, Kylie Wilson's played some JVs and Rideout, yes.
Yeah.
And Rideout's
which
played.
Which is huge.
Both in the Oregon Episcopal game, she did a good job.
Gonna be a good defender. She's a good athlete. We watched her in soccer kind of come off the bench there and get some good minutes, in the playoff games for the Warrior girls. Speaking of soccer, Adi Nisley, first team all-league, or all-state.
All-state.
Huge accomplishment for a freshman. Eliza made second team all-state, and then we had two honorable mentions, Maya Harsma and, Emma Northrup.
Emma Northrup, yeah.
Both made honorable mention All-State. So fantastic job by those four girls. Want to congratulate them. And Coach Dyer, of course, the great job that he and Gus Confusano did with the girls this year, and looking forward to watching some more soccer and maybe calling some more soccer games next year. We'll see. But now it is basketball season, Ron. And it's been a while.
Yeah.
Since we've been watching a basketball game and calling it. And so looking forward to this matchup. We do expect to see the Warrior girls play some very aggressive 1-3-1. Especially, I think that's going to be the staple of their defense. It has been for Jed for the last couple of years. And now he's got even better athletes to really exacerbate the ball handling issues of other teams and passing
right.
issues, right?
I saw both the Friday night and Saturday games, and I probably can't remember more than five times in both games. I mean, five in each game where they had to set up. Most of their baskets come on transition.
Yeah, they're going to. The speed is just unbelievable that's out there.
And they
between
could,
Maya and the two Nisley girls, there's no speed like that in the state.
And really, they play a lot of times without Megan or Kylie on the floor. And then come back with Alyssa. So they have three freshmen and two sophomores. And Alyssa McMullen is faster than the Nisley girls.
And Maya,
obviously. And Sarah, when Sarah decides to run, so they put five girls on the floor that can just
run the floor. Defense and you and I both know, and we've talked about this before, that you know the weakness of most girls basketball teams is in that ball handling positions out on the perimeter. We saw it last year in the state playoff game at our place against Rainier. Mm-hmm. They had one girl that was a decent ball handler, and they didn't have anybody else. And once we put pressure on her and took the ball out of her hands, that game was over.
That's gonna be real hard for teams to put pressure on. 80 or Eliza, and Maya then becomes almost the third choice because she'll start it out and pass it, but those other two can make shots for themselves.
Well, and you got Sarah Lynn who can knock down threes, take mm-hmm. the ball to the basket, score around the basket, just a weapon in a lot of different facets. And
her two games that I've seen, I didn't see the Corbett game, but she's got a lot of easy putbacks, but she hasn't really turned loose. So it's a thing of learning where my shots are, where I need to get to the nice.
It's a different team than it was last year.
Yes,
and you don't have Ellie out there with that leadership and that comfort zone, right? Of knowing you had Ellie, to take some of that pressure off too. That's why against like Rainier, when she busted, five threes in the first half against Rainier, Sarah Lynn was getting wide open shots mainly because they were so worried about Ellie.
And I don't think, again, watching the games, I don't think the younger girls are quite the shooter she is.
I wouldn't expect them to be yet.
Yeah, and she's, as well as being the physical leader, she's the emotional leader.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that first game against Corbett, they just didn't have that real strong.
Well, you got to figure out, who's your go-to girl, right?
And these other girls have watched her play since they were fifth and sixth graders and admired her and wanted to be like her and all that kind of stuff. And then, they know one another really well, so they're always together. But she's learning a role where she's at right now, which is really, really hard for her, but because she has to kind of do it with her mouth, which, if you know Ellie, she doesn't talk. It's all about action.
So the key for Willamina, this team lost a lot from last year's team that was number one in the state before they lost at home to OES, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the state playoffs.
That was the biggest upset ever. Top 16 or top... That was the first 16.
It was. Willamina was ranked number one overall. They were the top seed. OES was, I believe, 16th seed, but I think they were even lower than that, and they won their... They got bumped up. They were like 19th or 20th coming mm-hmm. into the playoffs, and they get bumped up because they made the playoffs. And then they had one girl that went off for 20-some-odd points, most of it in the second half, came back and won that game against Willamina. Willamina lost a lot off of that team. The best player they have coming back in terms of an athlete is Hallie Hughes.
Yeah.
Hallie is a phenomenal athlete, state champion in
javelin and discus,
I think,
the weight stuff.
At least two first place last year at state. She is a tremendous athlete. She's tall, she's strong, she's athletic. She will be the athlete to watch for Willamina. I can't remember how she is as a basketball player. She's a great volleyball player.
I didn't remember that name.
She's a great volleyball player. She can kill the ball with the best of them on the volleyball court, as you would expect. Somebody who's that good of a track athlete at 6 feet tall or whatever she is, 5'11", really able to dominate on the volleyball court. We'll see on basketball. Basketball, of course, your athleticism only takes you so far. You got to have some skills out there.
You got to be able to shoot.
and not fumble the ball away. You got to have some footwork, you know, and some other things. So we will see. We're just about ready for starting lineups here. The starting lineup for the Warriors looks to be Sarah Lynn Grove, Maya Harzma, the Knisely twins, and
Kylie
Kendall. So getting those announcements down. Eliza wears 12 and 80 wears 10, Ron. That's all you have to remember, right?
Yeah.
10 and 12.
Until they flash by your eyes.
They're in alphabetical order. 10 comes before 12, and 80 comes before Eliza.
I was talking with their mom that when they played in, like, AAU ball and whatever, 80 wore number 80.
Ah.
So you could tell them apart.
So 80, number 10, Eliza, number 12,
yeah.
Maya wearing 11. So there's your 10, 11, 12, and then Sarah Lynn with 13. And 10, 11, 12, 13 combination.
Well, you remember our soccer, we had a hard time.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't see the numbers.
No, sometimes you can't see the number, and sometimes they would change positions on the field. Like,
I thought
that was Eliza. That's 80.
Yeah.
So
one was playing a little more attacking. The other one was playing back on defense. And then all of a sudden, they'd switch on us.
Yep.
There's number 12.
So Bailey Leno. Zoe Sickles, number 34, a sophomore. Leno's also a sophomore. Brooklyn Bailey, a good athlete. I remember her, 5'10 senior. Alexis Wirtz, a 5'5 senior. And then Haley Hughes, a 6 foot senior.
And she does not look like a shot put discus. She's just got great skills.
She reminds me of Sarah Lynn, right? Mm-hmm. It's that explosive athletic type, not, you know, if Sarah Lynn wanted to be a javelin thrower, if Sarah Lynn wanted to be a discus thrower, she could do it.
Yeah.
You know. No national anthem, I guess.
I don't see anybody stepping up to sing. I don't hear the music.
And the team's broken the huddle. Maybe they'll do it before the boys' game. Have to talk to that athletic director out here. Bazinski. Jerry Bazinski, the boys' basketball coach and the athletic director.
Amity High School graduate.
Yep. Son of Aner and Donna Bazinski. And we're ready to go. Sarah Lynn Grove and Hallie Hughes going to jump it up. Both excellent athletes. Ball's loose, picked up by Kendall. Kendall gets it to Harzma in the backcourt. She pushes it up in the right corner to 80, Knisely. Back to Harzma on the right angle. Knisely in the corner, down low. Back out to 80, starts to drive, leaves it for her sister. Now out to Harzma, turns the corner to the top of the key, got herself in a trouble jump ball. Tied up there with Wirtz. That was a wrong place to put the ball on the floor. There was nothing there. That's a zone defense. Can't drive a zone from the top of the key usually. Hughes throws it ahead to Wirtz. Wirtz picked up by Sarah Lynn Grove. Hughes on the right angle. It's a 1-3-1 with Eliza on top. Hughes on the right angle. Skip pass over to Wirtz. Goes baseline, throws up at the left hand, misses that one, and Eliza Knisely with the rebound up to 80. 80 pushes hard up the right side, and she is fouled. I suspect we will see a lot of that in that transition, because when you attack the rim in transition, you either get a good shot or you get fouled almost every time.
Call a foul on 21.
Yeah. So Hughes, her first.
First foul.
Inbound left corner three for 80. Too strong on that one. Ball tipped. Maya with the rebound. Knocked out of bounds. Off of Kendall. She's a little confused. I thought Wirtz got a hand in there, so did Kylie. We're both wrong. Now we've got a little question from the scorers table here on who the foul was on.
Yeah, I don't think
they don't think it was on 21.
No.
You didn't think it was on 21.
No. Let's see. We won't know because they took the number off the board.
Hughes with it up the right side. Pushes hard. Gets in deep. Wraps a pass around. Left-hand lay-in missed in there by Leno. Ball loose, picked up by Hughes. Hughes everywhere out there. Spins traveled, and they caught her with it. It wasn't a carry. She actually put both hands on the ball and then dribbled again. It should have been a double dribble, but either way, they had the turnover correct. Warriors basketball. 80 with it. Cross half court. Picks up her dribble. Ball's tipped out of bounds by Hughes on top. Hughes got a piece of it.
Oh.
No, 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 no.
Bad call.
No, no, white ball. He got it right.
Yeah, that's been sick.
Wilhelmina just thought it. Everybody thought it was the other way, but he called it immediately. Tom Anderson doesn't like the call, but the official called it immediately. He said Hughes got a touch on it. The official checks with the baseline official to see if he had something different. He shrugs his shoulders. He didn't see anything. 80 down to Kylie. Back out 80. Kylie in the left corner. Back to 80. Swings it right angle to Harzma. Harzma to Eliza down low. Good defense here by Wilhelmina. Skip pass. Back out to 80 Nisley. Starts to drive. Kicks out to Harzma. Down to Eliza on the baseline. Way too strong, but Kendall there to pick it up. She misses that. Grove. Back out to Harzma. Harzma to Eliza. Back to Harzma. Skips it over to 80. Down in the corner. Back to 80 for three. That one looks good. A little strong off the back. Harzma with another rebound. In the corner. Right side. Eliza hooks it to Harzma, who chases it down in the right corner. Back out to 80. 80. Tried to get it to Harzma. It was ended up in the hands of Bailey, and then 80 knocked out of bounds. A little too much adrenaline out there. A lot of long shots.
This is where you miss an Ellie, because just don't have a sure three-point shooter.
Well, I think it's just going to be a steal by 80 Nisley out on top. Takes it in with the left hand and misses it. Eliza with the rebound back to 80. 80 underneath, right hand, foul. Ah, she's going to be upset with herself about that. Harzma gives her a little hug. Tells her it's all right. Let's get the free throws. I think that both the Nisleys and Alyssa McMullen, by the end of this year, by the time we get halfway through league, we'll be singing a different song about their outside shooting.
They
just have to get used to shooting the varsity game. I know. I've been watching them for a few years. And I mean, the shooting is there. It's just, shooting a game is different than shooting in practice. First point of the game for the Warriors, or for either team, comes with 5:48 left to go in the first, as 80 Nisley hits the first free throw. She's got one more coming. It's a two-shot foul on Wirtz. Nisley misses the second one. Grove tips it. Hughes with the rebound. Warriors defensively extending into this deep 1-3-1. Wirtz, 18-footer on the right baseline, knocks it down. Almost a steal there by Sarah Lynn Grove, but just couldn't quite get it. 80 pushes up the right side. Back out to Eliza Nisley. Back to 80 in the right corner, down low on the baseline. To Kendall, back out on top. They swing it left angle. Harzma for three, right a little bit. Rebound pulled down by 34. That's Sickles. Hughes brings it up slowly against his defense. There's a steal and a reach-in foul called on Eliza Nisley. And the reason she got that call, Ron, is because she went with her right hand instead of her left.
Yeah.
And so there's a little bit of shoulder contact possibly there as she was knocking the ball away. She used the body side arm instead of the away arm.
Oh.
Pass to Hughes. She breaks the pressure to the three-point line, scoops it across the key. There's a steal by Harzman. Nope, it's loose. We're going to have a jump ball. Warriors ball. That was Bailey trying to control it. She put that ball on the floor right next to Harzma. He's got great hands. 4:51 left to go. First quarter, 2-1 in favor of Wilhelmina. Warriors go baseline. Kick it over to Kendall. 16-footer left baseline. No good. Grove with the rebound. Puts it up. She was fouled. No call. Sickles with the board. Bailey getting harassed. That ball is, they've got to take that away. She is not a good ball handler.
There's
Harzma. Knocks it away. Harzma chases it down in the left corner. Saves it off of Hughes and out of bounds. Good job by Maya Harzma. Very heady play. Ellie getting on her feet over there complaining.
Yeah,
I like
well.
That. Harsman inbound left baseline along the... her pass stolen, intended for Eliza, stolen by Hughes, who we've talked about, phenomenal athlete. And she's clearly their best player. She lobs it ahead to Leno, tries to skip pass over to Wirtz, knocked out of bounds by 80 Nisley. And Willamette will take a timeout. Tom Anderson may not have the skills in terms of a total package of players he's had in the past, but he will get them to play defense. You know that. Willamette, a tremendous defensive team. We've got a 30-second timeout on the floor. We're going to stay right here. 4:11 left to go in the first quarter. 2-1 in favor of Willamette.
They played that first game real low scoring, so this could be the same.
Well, they're going to play hard defense.
Yeah, both teams. Yep. Both teams want to play defense.
Well,
and both teams don't have the star offensive players.
The real key is going to be getting the ball. I think this is the adjustment we'll see Jed make, is forcing the ball out of Haley Hughes' hands, because I don't think they've got another guard. And so once you get it out of that point guard's hands...
And a quickness, we're quite obviously quicker than two or three of their players.
Wirtz to inbound right side of the keel on the baseline. Lobs it to Bailey at the foul line. Misses that one. Rebound, Sarah Lynn. Gets it over to Maya. Harsma pushes hard up the right side. Now puts the brakes on. Backs it out a little bit. Over to Eliza. Top of the key. A couple of dribbles. Hands it to Maya down in the right corner to Kendall. Skip pass. Hits Eliza. Tries to dump it down to Sarah Lynn. Back out. Kendall for three. That looks good. Oh, a little long. My eyes aren't good right now. I'm not judging that well. There's a pass ahead to Hughes. She misses that one. Good defense by Sarah Lynn Grove. Adie Nisley with the ball ahead to Eliza. To Sarah Lynn as she tries to penetrate down the middle there. Kendall skips it over. Adie Nisley starts to drive. Nothing there. Harsma with it on the tipped pass. Down to Kendall on the baseline. She's got to go ahead and keep shooting that though.
She can make those.
Yeah, it'll start falling. Ball knocked away from Eliza Nisley by Hughes. Hughes just a phenomenal athlete. Good length, great hands, quickness, high sports IQ. They trap her, and there's the steal by Grove. Her pass knocked away. Nisley ahead to Eliza, and Eliza misses the lay-in. 80 is fouled. Boy, two missed lay-ins, one by each of the Nisley twins. Otherwise, the Warriors are up 4-2 right now. You just see, you know, there's such a learning curve. You can have all the athletic ability in the world, but you haven't practiced against this team, this defense. You've never seen it. Mm-hmm. And so there's an adjustment period for athletes. No matter how good of an athlete you are, your skills have to adapt to, and a lot of that is between the ears, right? Has to adapt to the style of play, the quickness of certain athletes. Eliza misses the first one. Wirtz is out. Like the replacement there is Buswell. One more for Nisley. 80. Hits the second one. I thought that was Eliza shooting. It was 80. So she's now 2 out of 4. And it's a 2-2 game. Sickles gets it over to Hughes. This is where I think you want to trap this and get the ball out of her hands. Now I just stay with her. Hughes with it. Skips it ahead down the left side to Buswell. Buswell. See, again, they don't want this. Now you trap that. There it is. Harsma tips it out of the air and out of bounds. McMullen and Scharf into the game for Kendall and Adie Nisley. Warriors setting up defensively. Looks like they're going to stay in that 1-3-1. Hughes gets it into Buswell. Nisley up on her. And they're going to get her for a touch foul. Wow. Is that her second?
Second.
So she's got to go back out, and that'll get 80 right back into the game. You got to get a chance. Got a chance to get a drink, 80. That was about it.
He doesn't like in one of the games, I think it was Oregon Episcopal, 80 got her, or Eliza, one of the two, got their first two fouls in like middle of first quarter. They didn't see the court until the third quarter.
I think that may be what happens here. Depends how the game goes, too. That OES game was a blowout, so.
Yeah.
It was touch foul on Harzma on the pass. Same guy's called all three of these fouls against the Warriors. That was Bailey trying to make the
those
pass cross
just,
court. These are
really touch
unimpressive fouls, right?
No,
they're not like obvious fouls. Out on top. Hughes with it, trying to drive. Loses it, gets it back by half court. Gives it up to Risua into the game.
Risua.
Left side. Okay. Buswell misses. Rebound loose inside. Picked up by 80 nicely. 80. Throws it long ahead to Sarah Lynn. She can't save it. Threw it on the wrong side of her. And part of that's on Sarah Lynn. She now has girls who are looking to throw the ball ahead more. You have to pick a side so that you can see the ball.
Run right down the middle of the floor.
Yeah, you run down the middle. It's a tough pass to make. They have to guess which side's a better one to throw it to.
Travel.
Hughes skips it on ahead up the side. Buswell. Buswell drives into the lane. Leaves it for Bailey. Misses. Rebound. McMullen. Alyssa gives it up to Nisley. Nisley still 2-2. 1:40 to go. Not what either coach probably envisioned. Scharf over to Harzma, drives, kicks, three-pointer by Sarah Lynn. About
close.
3 feet too long. That's been the story of the first quarter shooting for the Warriors. They haven't been close on anything from the outside, save maybe one shot by Harzma that was close. Everything else has been way long. Ball tipped away. Sickles gets it, lays it up, no good. Grove tips. Scharf with a good rebound in traffic. Starts to push, now gives it up to Harzma. Harzma, right side, gets it back. Takes her time now against this 1-3-1 zone
I think it's 1-3-1. It looks more like 2-3.
Yeah, I don't know. High post. We'll see here. There's a steal by Hughes. Good hands by her. Starts to drive.
Travel.
Gets it on her hip. Throws it up and in. That's a tough shot. I don't know if she traveled. She got that ball on her hip, but she just took one step after that. Very athletic move. 4-2 Willamina. Harzma. Over to Nisley, 80, back to Harzma for three. That one's a little short. Scharf saves it. Nisley gets fouled.
Hey, we got one.
Yeah.
This guy right here will call fouls. We know that.
Yeah.
Been there. We've seen him for quite a few years.
He'll call a lot of things. Warriors down 4-2 with 31 and a half seconds to go, first quarter. Harzman inbound, left side of the key along the baseline. Maya triggering it in. Right corner, nicely. Bounce pass down low. Sarah Lynn skips it over to Alyssa.
Nope.
Too strong. Scharf gets a loose ball, puts it up and in. Megan Scharf, that's where she makes her living. Offensive rebounding around the basket. Willamina with the ball. Harzman gets the tip and couldn't get the steal. Ends up in the hands of Bailey. They skip it ahead. There's a steal by Sarah Lynn. 6 seconds. Maya fouled. Scores! Maya Harzma playing through the contest. She did that so well last year. Surprisingly strong in her finishing. Especially the second half of the year. 6-4 Warriors with 4 seconds to go. Two quick baskets by the Warriors. One by Scharf on an offensive rebound putback. This other one by Harzma on the, after the turnover. Harzma gets the free throw to drop. We won't talk about how it looked. Bounced high off the back of the rim, but dropped in. 7-4 Warriors. 4 seconds. They're not going to be able to get a shot off here. They don't even know.
They can get it up
court. So, no awareness there. And it is 7-4 Warriors after one quarter. We'll be right back here on KLYC McMinnville. Organ Equipment Sales, formerly known as OVS, is a one-stop shop for all your ag equipment needs. They carry full lines of Kubota, Land Pride, Steel, and Honda power equipment. With two locations conveniently located outside of McMinnville and Aurora, OES is there to help in any way they can. With parts, sales, and service departments, they can get you back up and running as quickly as possible. Contact them at 503-435-2700 or online at orequipmentsales.com. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready to start the second quarter here from Willamina High School. The Warriors lead this girls' basketball game. Non-league game, 7-4. I know it's hard to think of Willamina as a non-league opponent.
And they're not even 3A.
Yeah, 2A Tri-River Conference. Warriors, as you were saying, Ron, 3-for-13 from the field, and they got a lay-in there at the end. So they were 2-for-12 before that. Not very pretty. Well, they got the last two were lay-ins, really. So they were 1-for-11 before those two lay-ins. Go ahead. Sorry.
Out-rebounded them like 14-5.
But we can't be 3-for-13. We must be 2-for-13, Ron.
Well,
Harsman made one and Scharf. The other three were at the foul line.
Harsman. Well, I have 10.
No,
oh,
she's,
oh, yeah,
no.
Right. No, you're
she
right.
Missed it.
Exactly. Two. So it's a free throw.
Yeah. So we're 2-for-13.
2-for-13.
Ooh, and we were 0-for-11. Long skip pass down low, laid up and in by Leno. That was a good pass against that 1-3-1. Diagonal pass, and it was a long one. 7-6 Warriors, 80. High post. Scharf lost it on the dribble. Just lost it to number 22, Rizzo. Hook shot wild by Hughes there. Picked up by McMullen. Alyssa looking ahead. Hughes knocks it away. You cannot give Hughes any idea where you're going.
No.
That girl covers tremendous ground. Such an athlete. And an unassuming looking athlete, right? But man, she can do it all. Try to go high post, knocked away. Bad pass there by 80. Hughes with it, drives right, scoops it up too hard. Rebound by Harsman. She's fouled.
But on
Hughes? Well, we don't know what happened with that first one. This
21.
One's definitely on Hughes.
We'll see when it goes up there.
Yeah.
Oh. 12? No,
okay.
That was Alyssa. Eliza. It hasn't gone up there yet.
I think that was it. I think it was on 12.
Right. I think
there's a bad pass by the Warriors, stolen away, and Bailey takes it in and lays it up and in. Brooklyn Bailey with her first two, and it's 8-7 Bulldogs. Warriors,
thank you.
Couple of turnovers, and a timeout taken by Jed. 30-second timeout. Kylie Kendall coming back in.
Yeah, so that Hughes' foul was not her foul.
Well, we still don't know that. They've got 6 fouls. That was the second on number 12, who is Bailey Leno.
That's the first
we'll
one.
We'll have to wait and see when we know that Hughes committed a foul. We thought she did right there, but and see what goes up there. She may have one, she may have none. Jed with a quick timeout after.
She fouled.
Well, she did.
She just
gave it to somebody else.
She pushed, well, two people smashed into Maya, but
it's good to get the benefit of the call. That was a quick timeout by Jed because of the couple of turnovers there by the Warriors and not getting back on defense.
Trap
Harsman. She gets past it all the way to the basket, and she's fouled. She'll get 2 shots. Yeah, you're going to have to do a better job trying to trap than that. Maya just strong with that left hand, blew right past the attempted trap out by the center circle.
Call that on 22.
Her first. That's Rizzo. On Rizzo. Harsma misses the free throw long again on that one. Harsma with 3 points, leading score in the game for either team. Second one strong also, no good. Scharf almost had it. I'm not sure how she didn't get it. She got great inside position there. Couldn't pull the ball down. Hughes with it, 8-7. Willamina, they try to throw long, and that's going to be the problem with trying to throw long. You've got to have a receiver on the other end. Rizzo is not
around.
It.
And Sarah's running around on that back line.
Which makes you worry.
She can pick those off.
Covers a lot of ground. Good anticipation. Harsma with the ball. Talking to McMullen about where she wants her.
Trap her real quick.
She splits the trap, drives. That ball kicked by number 10, Wirtz. But boy, you see how quick Harsma split that double team. It never got there.
No.
They thought they were going to trap her, and she was through it in an instant. We need a nickname for her. Something about Lickety Brindle. I don't know. Harsma on the right wing, drives baseline, goes in with
nice
the left hand, misses
shot.
That. Good rebound by Scharf out to Kendall on top. McMullen swings it. Back to McMullen.
Come on.
Hits
there
the
is.
3. Yes, she does. Oh, they're going to give her a 2. Center
put
was on the line, yep. So Alyssa with her first basket of the game. 9-8 Warriors, 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Hughes gets a little screen, kicks it right side to Wirtz. Wirtz tries baseline, little floater. That's a tough shot. Misses it. Alyssa with the rebound. You give them that all game long. 10-foot, 12-foot floaters on the baseline are not easy shots. Sarah Lane down to a cutting hard one. Misses the left-hand lay-in. Third missed lay-in for the Warriors tonight. You tracking those?
I'm taking their lay-ins or not. I'm counting misses.
Oh, my goodness. 3 point blank, one by each of the Nizies, one by Maya. Just a little strong on all of them.
I've been coming to this gym for 35 years. It is the hardest gym besides Sandy M. Christian to shoot at. The backgrounds.
10-second call. Good defense there by the Warriors. Hughes lost track of how much time had elapsed since they inbounded. Brooklyn Bailey had the ball for quite a while. Gave it to Hughes, and she took a circuitous route to try to get across half court. Warriors' quickness causes the 10-second call. 9-8 Warriors. McMullen on the left wing. Gets it just barely over Hughes. I'd like to have Hughes on the top of a 1-3-1. My goodness. It's a foul by Sickles.
It's going to be her
34?
Yeah, second.
Second, maybe?
Second, yep.
Eighth team foul, though, puts Maya Harsman on the line. Warriors are shooting one-on-one here for the next 5:25. They'll be shooting two pretty soon if we get a couple more fouls. Got to make them. Harsma misses the front end. Rebound, Sharp battling, goes off of Sickles. No, off of Sharp. Not sure about that one. Back into the game. Buswell replaces Sickles, so they get a lot smaller here. Better ball handler, probably. Not
only,
saying a lot,
though.
They only
have one ball handler.
Yeah. And she's got the ball right now. Hughes gives it up to Brooklyn Bailey. Back to Hughes. Long pass over the head of Buswell and out of bounds. That's the problem.
Yeah.
You gotta have a receiver for the pass. Those passes are high. Buswell didn't adjust any better than Wirtz did the first time. Harsma jogs across half court with it. Works left. Lots of defense there. Picks it up. Gives it to Kendall. Kendall drives left towards the corner. Now back out to Maya. Maya, little ball fake. Goes in the corner. Kendall, 8-footer on the baseline. No good. That's a tough shot. Rebound out to McMullen. Misses. Long rebound. Warriors can't get to it. Coming back in, Eliza Nisley with her two fouls replaces Maya Harsma. So we're seeing an seven-girl rotation here right now.
That's about all it goes. The Hughes, previous two games.
Yep, Hughes with it. Working up. Gets trapped, traveled, should got away have. With it. But picked off by Kendall. Kendall drives, throws it to Eliza, back to Kendall. Kendall, oh, threw it.
Predetermined that there's someone there.
Well, she knew there was somebody over there.
Timeout.
She just knew it from about 2 seconds earlier, and the defense had changed. Warriors turn it over. Really an unforced error there. 9-8, Warriors with the lead. 4:30 to go, second quarter. 30-second timeout taken by Willamina with the ball. The Warriors, 3 points for Harsma, two each for Scharf, Nicely, 80 Nicely, and McMullen. For Willamina, it's two each for Bailey, Wirtz, Leno, and Hughes.
We've taken good shots.
We've missed good shots.
Yeah. Yes. Exactly right. We're 0-for-4 in this half, in this quarter.
2-for-17 overall then. All right. Warrior fans, get your cheering hats on. Warriors need some, energy here and some better, focus. Hook a pass inside, stolen by Sharp. That was Hughes with a turnover. What they got, 10 turnovers, 11 turnovers now? At least.
10.
And yep. 8 in the first quarter, right?
Yeah.
Eliza trying to drive right,
that's
and she's
foul.
Bumped. That's Hughes. Now that we'll find
now
out
we'll
if
see.
That one was her foul earlier or not. It's her first, so they did reverse it and put it on somebody else
12.
Before. Maybe.
12.
Yeah.
She has 12. I mean, she has 2.
So Hughes goes out. Now they don't have a ball handler.
No.
So this will be really interesting to see if the Warriors can turn their defensive pressure up. So Eliza Nisa to the foul line, 1-1, and she buries the first one.
There you go. The Nisa girls
her
are good shooters. It's getting used to these rims, getting used
and
to...
And just the nerves of playing in varsity games, right?
Yeah.
It's so different than the soccer.
So different in 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah, true. She misses the second one, Sharp tips, and it goes... Off of Sharp and out of bounds. The Warriors keep,
Megan would have gone two hands for that one. She'd have had it.
Warriors are 4-for-8 from the foul line now.
No. Here's a turnover.
4-for-9.
It's gonna happen right here.
And it is. They try to skip the pass from Wirtz over to Bailey, and there's, without Hughes there, there's just nobody.
Have.
No. Nobody that can handle the ball. They turn that one over on the pass.
And defensively, we should be able to.
Eliza starts to drive, and she's fouled. Boy, they are calling a lot of touch fouls. That's going to put Eliza on the foul line to shoot two. It's 10 fouls. Jerry's going to start, or Tom's going to start working hard on these officials about the foul count. It's 10-3.
Yeah.
Nicely, man. Not even close on the foul shot. Misses that one badly. Eliza, I've watched these like you. Watch them play in middle school. Watch them shoot during practice. Good shooters. Got to calm down, relax. Misses a pair there. This will give coaches gray hair. They get it to Bailey. Bailey working up. Eliza gets up on her.
Should have that.
And they throw this one away. Buswell, nope, saves it. They're going to get a 10-second call.
They really are not attacking that press at all, right? They don't bring anybody in the middle. And he's only looking for that long.
Yeah, Hughes coming back in. I was just about to say, I don't think they can leave Haley out much longer. This game will get away from him. I don't think Willamina can play from behind. They've got to play a close game, preferably with the lead, to have a chance to win. Nicely
great
tries
pass,
to hit Scharf, threw it a little bit behind her on the pick and roll.
Travel.
Brooklyn Bailey with it over to Hughes. Hughes in the left angle, way out on top. Gets it over
there
to
it
Leno. Ball knocked out of bounds by Sarah Lynn. She hustles after that one. Leno out and Rasu in. Harzma in and Kendall out.
Now we get, if you get both Nises in, you're pretty quick.
Well, the time to do that would have been when Hughes was out, I think.
Yeah, but we get foul troubles.
Yeah. Hughes splits it, gets down, gets bumped by Scharf. Hughes will shoot two.
Bad defense.
Got herself inside the three-point line down
Scharf
to about 8 feet for that shot.
Called foul on Scharf.
Isn't that what I said?
I thought you called Harzma. Harzma got beat.
Yeah, Scharf had the body on the shot. But Hughes misses the free throw. So, Warriors not the only ones with some free throw issues. Boy, the Warriors have shot a lot of free throws, though.
10,
4,
12.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. They are 4 out of 11. Just slightly better than their field goal percentage shooting. Hughes misses a pair. Scharf with a good rebound inside. Warriors still up 10-8. Eliza drives the baseline, hooks a pass to Scharf.
Oh, man, I thought
almost
she
traveled.
She sprained her ankle.
Ball's loose, picked up by Wirtz. Knocked away,
turnover.
Stolen by Eliza. Eliza just chased that one down from the side. Nicely with it. Harzma looking for McMullen to pop out. It wasn't there. Now works down, drives, tries to shoot. Sickles held her ground. Harzma fell down. No foul called. Hughes, top of the key, works right. Gets down along that side, misses it. Rebound.
Sarah.
Grove had it knocked out of her hands.
Oh man. My goodness.
It was knocked out of her hands and off her hands, and we got the call. So
there's no replay.
Eliza out, 80 in. Yeah, that was an easy call if the official had been in the right spot watching.
Well, didn't get much help for him.
Mm-mm. Well, he hasn't made a call again, I don't think.
No.
Got on our side here.
He's moved up from JV's. He's always been JV ref.
Down in the corner, McMullen with it. They double her. Gets it to Nisley. 80 drives.
Oh,
gets too deep, but gets bailed out. Oh, my goodness. She had no chance of making that shot.
She was foot behind the backboard.
She was almost out of bounds behind the backboard trying to shoot that.
Well, that's a good play for them because we can't make foul shots.
Yeah. Well, it was a bad play because we weren't going to make the shot, but we might have got the rebound, so who knows. Nicely hits it.
There we go.
80 knocks it down. She is 3 out of 5 from the foul line now. One more coming for 80. One more freshman. They don't list a height on her. I'm going to say 5'5", 5'4".
That whole group's about 5'5", 5'6".
She hits a pair, though. That's pretty exciting. Getting two free throws in a row. She's made 3 in a row now total.
Here's a turnover.
Pass, skip back over to Bailey. Bailey in the backcourt tries to split the double. It's on the floor and jump ball.
Nice job
by 80. Nicely and Maya Harzma there. Nicely ends up with a tie-up, but a good double.
I mean, unless he figures out you got to get the ball in the middle of the floor, they're They're not going to break that press.
Well, Tom's been coaching a long time. So
he doesn't have the athletes.
He just doesn't have the basketball players. He has one fairly highly skilled athlete, phenomenal athlete, fairly good basketball player, but there's nothing around her. This is a team that honestly the Warriors should run out of the gym in the second half, make a couple of shots, and this game's over. All right, we got a full timeout. We'll take a quick break. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of Warriors basketball. 2:11 left to go here in the first half. Warriors ball up 12-8. That should be a foul right there on Hughes, trying to guard 80. Harzma to Grove on the baseline, back out to Harzma. Harzma on the right angle, works towards the left corner. McMullen with the ball. No space here for the Warriors right now.
Open spot because she's about their best shooter.
Grove with it, back out to Harzma, threw it away. Bad spacing by the Warriors on that time down the floor. It was hard to even call what was going on because I couldn't tell where people were headed. Believe it or not, calling play-by-play is you're actually anticipating where it's going to go. I couldn't figure it out. So I only call it after it happened. Out on top, Hughes with it, skips it down in the corner. Wirtz for three, hits
it.
Got it. Wow, that hurts. Wirtz hurts with the three. 12-11 Warriors. Harzma drives, gets in deep, kicks it in the corner to McMullen. On the left wing, back out on top nicely, 80. Down to Sarah Lynn. Grove back to 80.
There's a foul.
That'll put 80 on the line.
That's a bad foul for Hughes.
Yep, that's her third. Trying to go for the steal.
That's
in a one-point game.
Hughes is second.
Okay.
That's what I got.
Yeah, why'd he take her out after her last foul then? I'm confused.
He didn't like what she was doing bringing the ball up.
Yeah, it only got worse when she's
dangerous
out.
Dangerous foul.
Yeah, that could have hurt both players.
Right into her knees. I'm surprised the refs let her play with the white sleeves on our legs. Supposedly the rules are your sleeves and everything have to match your uniform.
They change those occasionally and I don't keep up on it. So I know it was that way with the sleeves for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Nicely hits the first one. One more coming for 80. She's 5 out of 7 from the line so far. Missed that one.
Sarah
balls loose inside, nicely knocks it loose. McMullen has it to Harzma. Harzma down low. Grove lays it up, fouled and in. Nice finish by Sarah Lynn. Great ball move with the assist by Nicely. The Warriors up by 4 and Grove with a chance to put them up 5. Sarah Lynn, sophomore.
She can make free throws. Can't she?
Way up in the air. Bounces around. No good. Roof's ball inside. Nicely puts it up. Misses. Ball tipped inside. Saved by the Warriors and off of Willamina, off of Busman, I believe, and out of bounds. Buswell, excuse me. Warriors with the ball. Sarah Lynn missed the free throw on that. Warriors get it back. McMullen, left corner. Had the shot. Gets it back from...
Where's she going?
Sharp. 55 seconds to go. 15-11 Warriors. Nicely drives, kicks to Grove. Grove drives, elbow, jumper, no good. And that's going to be a foul on Sharp. She got that arm over the shoulder. Got tied up in there. Fifteen foul on the Warriors. Second on Sharp. 15-11 Warriors. 45 seconds left to go first half. Sharp coming out and Kendall back into the game. Hughes with it. Warriors still in this 1-3-1 full court. Over to Rizzo.
They're not going to get over. They're not going to get it.
Throws it way ahead. Stolen by Grove.
Wow.
Got it to Harzma. Harzma pushing up the middle of the floor. Bounce pass to 80. Back out on top. Kendall fakes. Traveled. Dang it. Can't do that. She was trying to make the extra pass. Got to be ready to shoot that ball.
She was open for the shot.
She was.
Yep.
Good shot for her. Would have been. Hughes over to Rizzo. Rizzo back to Hughes. Kind of. Hughes crosses over, gets to the middle of the floor, hooks a little pass ahead to Bailey. Bailey to Buswell. Buswell backs it out. They double her. Soft pass. There's a ball knocked away. Rizzo ends up with it with a lay-in off the hands of Grove. Luck on their side. Long shot by Aiden Isley from half court. No good at the buzzer. Warriors up 15-13 after two quarters. This is Warrior Basketball, KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Halftime here from Willamina High School. The Warrior girls lead the Bulldog ladies 15-13. Shouldn't even be anywhere near that close.
Oh.
Warriors have,
You might have to turn me down. We have distraction on my right side.
We got Reg is here.
Guy thinks he's living a second life or something.
Yeah. He's a cat. Has a heart attack. They revive him twice, though. He's on his third, right? Now he's showing up at basketball games in a really good mood. You can hear him talking here. I'm going to turn Ron down so you're not listening to Reg tell stories about being in the hospital. Warriors in the first half.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to interrupt.
No, you would never try to interrupt, Reg. Don't worry. I heard you're a bit of a celebrity. You're the topic of talk radio shows in Corvallis. And, if it takes you risking your life for the Beavers to beat the Ducks.
Yeah, man.
I'm gonna say, you know, people might ask you to do it again.
Hey, Jeff, I don't think there's anything you could have done to help your U.S.
Oh my goodness.
So they could go.
Here I am complimenting you on your contributions to the Beavers. And you go there about my Trojans. Hey. Hey, I didn't even look at that score for 3 or 4 days until after because I knew they weren't going to win that game. They can't beat Utah. I don't know why.
Willingham can.
I was sure
defense.
They were gonna win. I thought,
it's terrible.
I was hoping for better bowl games for us, you know.
Anyway, we got about 5 minutes left to halftime here.
25 turnovers between the two teams. They had 13, we had 12. And that's really, we should not be making turnovers. They're not putting that kind of pressure on us.
Not in the full court. We've made most of ours in the half court.
Just bad, ill-advised passes.
Yeah.
Sloppy passes. A couple travels.
Warriors with only 4 field goals in the first half on how many shot attempts, Ron?
Oh, gee. We had 13 the first.
We were 2 for 13 in the first quarter.
9, so 22.
4 for 22 from the field in the first half. At least 3 point blank uncontested lay-ins missed by the Warriors. None of them resulting in foul shots either.
And really controlling the boards between Scharf and Grove and nicely.
And getting better outside looks than Willamina hasn't had really any good outside looks, maybe one by Hughes. But the Warriors have had a couple unfortunate press breaks against them where Sarah Lynn's had it. They end up getting a lay-in out of it, make a 3 from the corner.
3 with when Sarah had the ball again, she was right in the right place.
So.
Yeah.
You know, you'll take some of those as a coach as long as your defense is continuing to force those long passes because eventually those are going to pay off for you. What you can't stand is the missed free throws, missed lay-ins, and wide open missed shots and the unforced turnovers. And we had a number of each of those. From the foul line there in the first half, we made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 misses. So 7 for 16. In the first half, that's a ton of foul shots, Ron.
I don't think Willamina shot a foul shot.
Yeah, they did. Hughes went 0 for 2.
Okay. The three I would almost call luck. We were going for the ball and the girls ends up being left wide open, but otherwise it's 15-10. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got 5 fouls and
this game should be 20-10, 21-10 is honestly what it should be.
I'm pretty sure they have 12 or 13 fouls. We've got one foul that we don't know where it happened, but we've only got 5 fouls. We got two girls with two. Yeah.
Eliza Knightsley and Megan Sharp both have 2 each. So, alright, we'll take another quick break here and be back with the start of the second half. 15-13 Warriors lead over the Willamina Bulldogs and this girls 3A versus 2A basketball action. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Just about ready to start the second half here. Both teams in their huddles. Warriors look like they're going to break out with their starting lineup. As we mentioned, 2 girls with 2 fouls. Eliza Nisley and Megan Scharf each with a pair. Nobody else with more than one. And we only had 5 fouls in the whole first half, so they've got a number of players with two, including Haley Hughes.
And there really hasn't been a lot of chances for us to foul because they don't, offensively, they don't put pressure on you.
Grove, Kendall, Nisley, and Harzma on the floor. Willamina ball to start the third quarter. Wirtz over to Hughes. Hughes doubled in this 1-3-1 in the corner to Bailey. Back to Hughes on the right angle.
Got it.
Skip pass, knocked
That's
away.
White.
That's Warrior ball. 80 Nisley knocked it off of the shoulder of Rizzo and out of bounds. Great
baited him into the pass you want him to make.
She tried to make that long diagonal pass across the key. Nisley drives, kicks it to Eliza. Eliza drives around the top. High post, Kendall. Over to Harzma. Harzma fakes.
Nice.
Down low, Grove. Turns up and scores with the left, on the
ran
left
offense,
side of the right
hand. Offense, got it to the right person.
Yep. 17-13 Warriors. Assist Harzma. Grove with the two.
Yeah, he's still not attacking.
Eliza. They're going to get another 10. Here it is. Oh, Hughes just gets it across. Grove saves it. Harzma.
Give it up.
Ahead to Nisley in the right corner.
She's looking.
Down low. Oh, she was trying to pass to her sister, and 80 turned her head right as she threw the ball right past her. The problem was that first pass from Sarah Lynn took Eliza away from the basket so far that it messed up the spacing. But good steal by the Warriors. They inbound after the jump ball. 80.
Kendall
from the corner. No good. Eliza with the rebound to Russo. Knocked away, and we're going to reach in call from behind on Harz. I think that's a good call. It's consistent with what they've called all night. 17-13 Warriors. Wurzel inbound to our left here. Warriors going left to right in front of us. We're on the side of facing the teams.
Got her.
Oh, Wirtz back to Hughes on top. Back to Wirtz on the left side. Down low to Rizzo. Yeah. Skips it over to Hughes. Fakes. Kicks it back out. That one was almost stolen by Harzma. Instead, Bailey with it. Back to Hughes. Hughes to the right corner. Back to Bailey on the wing. Down on the left corner to Rizzo. Soft pass out to Wirtz. Try to skip it. Down low, Bailey pulls it down, dribbles out to the corner, gives it to Hughes on the cut, lost it, got it back, looked like she doubled to me. Hughes with it now on top, tries to go down low, nothing there. Wirtz on the left angle, hooks a pass out of bounds. You make them run their offense for 20 seconds, they're going to turn it over.
Yeah.
They just don't have the ability to run their offense that well, I don't think.
And nobody is a threat to do anything.
No, nobody was looking to shoot. They wanted to lay in. That was it. Warriors with the ball. A couple minutes gone here in the third quarter. 80 Nisley fakes the look at the screen. Now on top, Grove. Over to Harzma. Harzma looking for a cutter. Not there. On top, Eliza. Eliza, top of the key. Grove blocked by Sickles.
It.
Yeah, one more dribble.
Tried
to shoot over Sickles, who's about 6 feet tall. Sickles got a nice clean block on it. There's a bad pass from Hughes to...
If you can
Bailey
get that trap on Hughes, she has to give it up.
They're dead in the water.
They can't even get moved to get to the ball.
And she's been throwing a lot of high passes to players who don't have the athleticism to go get it.
Yeah.
Nisley down low. Kendall right in front of the blend.
There's
a foul on Hughes. That's her third. Grove cooked that pass right from in front of the rim, was taking it up with the right hand. Hughes from behind swatting down hard.
21.
Gets her third foul. Now Tom Anderson with a decision to make. He takes the long walk down in front of the bench. Frustrated, that is not what he wanted to see.
Almost a good check.
Grove puts the first free throw in with a very high arcing shot there.
I see one of their starters over there sprained her ankle on that one play. She's got ice. She's not going to come back.
Second one perfect by Grove. She's got six in the game, leading scorer for both teams. 19-13 Warriors. Hughes trapped, gets it to Bailey. She doesn't want that ball, gets it back to Hughes. Hughes across half court, works right. drives through traffic, puts it up, misses. Kendall with the rebound over to Harzma. Harzma looking ahead. He's got Nisley and Eliza, lays it up and in. That's what we're looking for, folks. The run out by Eliza. Harzma was looking for the whole way. Timeout. Wilhelmina, 21-13 Warriors.
He's
with the lead.
He's only got full timeouts.
5:06 remaining here in the third quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville, home of Warrior Sports. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 21-13, 5:06, 5:08 left to go in the third quarter. Boys basketball to follow this one. On the floor for the Warriors, Kylie Kendall, Sarah Lynn Grove, Maya Harzma, 80, and Eliza Nisley. Warriors still in their 1-3-1 full court with Eliza on top.
Should
they throw long over the top. Rizzo chases it down, tips it over to Wirtz. Wirtz back out to Hughes, so they break the press with a long pass. Rizzo down in the corner. Bailey back to Rizzo on top. Skips it over to Bailey, out of bounds, over her head. They have the wrong people trying to handle the ball.
Pretty weak.
Harzma with it. Warriors look to extend their 8-point lead here. 80 down low to Kendall. Skip pass. Eliza, bounce
nice pass
inside to Sarah Lynn. Ball on the floor, jump ball.
That's a great pass. That should be our ball. They got the ball at the start of the quarter.
Yeah, we have a jump ball after that, right after that.
Oh, down here?
Down here, the one
down there.
Ron trying to every angle, just like the old coach in him. Wait, shouldn't that be our ball? Every coach, every time, right? Warriors back in defense.
Should take away this long pass.
They throw long. Sarah Lynn can't get to it. Buswell on top. Sickles from the foul line. Misses that. Sarah Lynn Grove with the rebound. Sarah ahead to Eliza. Eliza puts the brakes on, skips it over to Harzma. Harzma drives, knocked away from her. Grove with it.
That's
no, Kendall with it. She's tied up. Warriors ball on the jump ball. Somebody knocked that away from Maya on the drive. Don't see that very
Maya,
often.
She's just kind of dribbling to nowhere there. I don't know where she was going.
She was going with that left hand all the way, man. Harzma gets it into Eliza, now to 80. Sarah Lynn to Eliza in the corner, back to 80, a 22-footer, a little strong. There's still too much energy out there, even from 22. Tell her to back up to 25, coach. That's where she needs to be shooting from, apparently. Hughes with it against this pressure. Working right, Eliza trying not to pick up that third foul. Trapped there by Harzma, and Harzma picks up the blocking foul. Reg doesn't like it. Reg needs to stay calm. Needs to stay calm, Reg.
Keep your tie on, Reggie. Keep your tie.
You got an 8-point lead. Don't need to get upset, coach.
We're okay. Alyssa can play.
Alyssa coming in. Harzma out with her third foul. It was a good try by Harzma. It looked like she had a good position over there. Hughes is a little out of control.
Trouble.
Trying to get it in. They do down low.
Oh, my goodness.
And
offense.
She knocks Kendall to the floor. Picks up the offensive foul.
Four.
Yep. Fourth on Sickles. She'll come out. Into the game will come somebody we have not seen. Number 33 is Jasmine Richert.
Could be Reichert.
It could be Reichert. We can go Riker. I'm good with that. Eliza with it. Crosses half court. Over to 80. Looks inside. Not there. Back to Eliza. Skips it over to Alyssa on the left angle. Down in the corner. Kendall back out. Eliza to 80. Looks at the three. Alyssa in the right corner. She's fouled. No call. Ball's knocked loose. And still loose. Eliza. No, 80 chases it down. Saves it to Eliza. Back to 80. 80, Eliza on top. Looks at the three, not there. Over to 80. 80 drives.
Oh, she's got shooting.
Looking for Sarah Lynn every time. Too unselfish. Got to take that little six-footer there. Hughes hooks a pass. Long pass. They miss the lay-in. Bailey misses that. She had a good look at a left-handed lay-in there. Rebound by Kendall. Kendall gets it ahead to Eliza to 80 on the top of the key. Over to McMullen. Back to 80. McMullen, take a look at that shot. Go to Sarah Lynn. They've been trying to work this for a while. Sarah Lynn from the high to the low post there just cuts down, and Kendall with the baseline pass to the cutter, and Sarah Lynn has 10.
Oh, my.
No, has 8, excuse me. going to get a foul on
80.
Her first, I think.
It is her first.
Scharf coming in for Kendall. Height for height there. 23-13 Warriors, 2:35 remaining third quarter. Wirtz out on top to Hughes. They trap her. Lobs it down in the corner to Bailey. Back up. Tipped by McMullen and a steal by Alyssa. Gets it to Sarah. Sarah to 80. Puts the brakes on. Over to Alyssa on the left wing. Back to 80 on top. Alyssa, left angle three. Short. Ball loose. Picked up by Eliza. Skips it back over to Alyssa. Oh. To Eliza on the angle. High post sharp. Back to McMullen. Steps in. 18-footer. Won't stay. Rebound inside. 80. So much quickness and hustle. To Sharp. Sharp little short one. Won't stay.
Goodness.
And 80 tips it out of bounds. Oh, Sharp had that little 6-footer there. Banked it in. Wouldn't stay. 23-13 still. 2:01 left to go third quarter. Got a sub coming in. He says, no, there will not be a sub.
Why not?
And the JV, because they had already given the ball to the girl on the baseline.
Oh, they shouldn't have pushed the buzzer.
Yep. Oh, now they're going to let her in anyway.
Yeah.
Rizzo coming into the game for somebody.
He'll take charge when he can, and he was right. Scorekeeper was wrong.
Reichert into the game.
Score clock operator.
Reichert out and Rizzo in.
It's hard for me to say that.
Yeah, I know. Hughes lost it off her foot. Picked up by Alyssa.
There she is.
80. Lays it up and in, and foul by Hughes.
That's her foot.
That was Eliza to 80 for the basket. The steal by Alyssa. Fed Eliza. Eliza found 80 on the other side of the key. Laid it up and in, and Hughes picks up her fourth foul.
The
25-13 Warriors.
The two games that I saw, OES and De La Salle, those two know where they're at. I mean, where the other's at. You can't believe it. Just uncanny. But they make great passes to one another.
They got a connection, Ron.
I know.
If only we could solve the mystery as to what it was. Scharf gets the missed rebound, but then throws it away, picked up by Wirtz. So Eliza, 80, had the basket, missed the free throw.
This is going to be a can of worms.
Yeah, they get it across finally. It's Buswell, tries to go down low.
Sarah.
Blocked out of bounds by Sarah. Shot attempt was by Claire's into the game. She didn't know what happened to that ball. Got swatted into the corner. Buswell starts to drive.
Oh.
Bounce pass to nobody, but it ends up in Wirtz's hands. She travels as she backs up to the three. McMullen with the rebound. McMullen up across half court with it. Slows down now. Gives it up to 80 on the left wing. High post. Sharp drives. Fouled. Wow. Going to the line for two. At the Sharp train going down the left side of the key there.
She likes that left hand last year, remember?
Yep. Megan Sharp, senior. Great national anthemist. She will shoot two. Well, she started off last year red hot from the foul line and then faded. Went into a funk. Shot about 50% the rest of the year. But, man, she started off like the first four or five games getting to the line and making them. She splits a pair here. 3 points in the game for Megan. Still pressure by the Warriors. They're up 26-13. This is going to be a tough.
Oh, Eliza spikes this one.
Watch that.
Saves it. Oh, they said she stepped out.
Now, she never had control, so this should not be the 10-second call should not reset. She never had control of the ball, so the 10-second call should not reset here.
It doesn't matter. They won't blow it.
He has no idea. He's going to give him another full 10 seconds. Warriors never had control of that ball inbounds. They get it across this time. High pass back to Bailey. No Hughes in the game right now. This should be a turnover every time down the floor. Buswell out to Wirtz. Shears. Sarah Lynn late to get there, but still got a hand on the ball and ripped it away from Bailey and out of bounds. 44 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Bailey doubled, gives it up to Claire. As you get up on her, you've got the ball. Bailey, skip pass down in the corner. And a deep three-pointer. I thought it was a deep two. Wirtz with her second three of the game.
She's the three-point shooter.
Cuts it to 10.
That's her first field goal of the third quarter.
80 to Eliza. Down low. They find the cutter.
Oh,
sharp. Missed the lay and got the bottom of the rim on that. Great pass from Grove to a cutting sharp. Or diving sharp from the top of the key.
Uh-oh.
And there's going to be a foul on Alyssa with 8 seconds. She got there just a little bit late. Reg disagrees, but, you know, that's the coach in him. He is colorblind. He only sees blue. He's monochromatic. Maybe that's it. Corner three attempted and blocked by
Grove.
Grove out of bounds. 5.5 seconds left to go third quarter. Warriors up 26-16. Wirtz to inbound, out on top. Bailey for three, blocked by Eliza. Ball loose, picked up by Wirtz, shovels it to Bailey. Another three, misses this one. That would have been a bummer. Third quarter, all over, 26-16. Warriors extend their lead by 8 during that third quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Start of the fourth quarter here from Willamette High School. This girls varsity action, 26-16. The Warriors on top by 10. Ron, what do you got for me?
Well, I've been tracking turnovers and shots. We were, I think I have us 3 for 10.
In that quarter?
Yeah. Is that right?
They had one make.
Cause we had a couple free throws and they were one for how many? But we had 5 turnovers and they had 7. It's just,
Willamina ball to start the fourth.
Turn over
throw
there.
Throw it away.
Clock should have started.
Nope, clock should not have started. Yeah, they reset it. He knew. It's like, oops.
Nobody else saw it, though.
Warriors ball. Harzma with her 3 fouls back into the game. Picks up her dribble. Gives it to Eliza. Back to a cutting Harzma. Down low. Threw it between Sarah Lynn's legs. That's a tough one for the post player to handle there.
Yeah, that's...
We don't... Post players don't like the ball down by their feet.
Ankles.
Bailey, they try to throw long over the top, and Buswell can't chase that down.
He can't go very much longer without having Hughes in the game.
I mean, you have no chance.
Yeah.
She might as well be in right now.
Yeah, he's got to make hay right here.
Can't let time elapse here, down 10. Harzma to Grove.
Oh,
tried to throw to a cutter. There were 2 players there. That was a mistake. You had Nisley and Sharp in the same spot, but Harzma gets a steal at the other end. Harzma brings it up herself, pushes up that right side, slows down a little bit now, top of the key, right side. Picks up her dribble out on top to Grove. Grove, high post, Sharp, starts to turn, nothing there.
Boom.
They skip it back. Harzma for 3, short, gets it back. Ball fake, draws the foul going in. Good job getting her own rebound after the missed 3. She got that ball back at the foul line. Little head fake, went to her right hand, drew the foul. So Harzman to the line to shoot 2. She's 1 for 3 tonight, now 1 for 4. That's gotta get better by the Warriors. That's gonna cost you some games this year if you shoot like this from the foul line. Hughes back in. She's accompanied by Sienna Pond for the first appearance of the game. I assume Pond can shoot the ball from the outside or else she wouldn't be in. Second one good for Harzma. So she splits a pair. 27-16 Warriors. A minute gone here in the fourth quarter. Rizzo.
This is trouble.
She's doubled and jump ball. Warriors basketball on the alternating possession. Maya pats Rizzo on the back. They
actually, that was
down
Alyssa.
Pretty hard. That was Alyssa patting her on the back.
Yeah. They look alike from behind. Could
McMullen
be here.
McMullen fakes the 3. Starts to drive back out to McMullen. Harzma. Down in the right corner. Grove. Skip pass. Harzma. Makes that defense react. Starts to drive. Kicks to McMullen in the left corner. Back on top. Nisley.
Boom.
It's Elias and Isaiah over to McMullen for three. Little to the right, I think. Hughes with the rebound. Well, on a really bad shooting night for the Warriors, they still have an 11-point lead. Pond, mid-range, hits it. I wondered about her coming in. She doesn't obviously do anything else. She doesn't offer anything, or else she would have been in this game earlier because they could have used anything, right?
Yeah.
But apparently she can shoot. She cuts it to a 9-point game with a 15-footer. Grove, probably fouled, no call. Warriors save. Great job by Eliza on top to Harzma. Harzma works left, gets in deep, scoops it up, no good. Lots of contact, no call, and then a travel call on Rizzo. No surprise there. 5:51 left to go. 27-18. Warriors with the lead. And the ball, right side of the keel on the baseline, under their own basket. Lob into Grove in the mid post. Hands to Harzma, down low.
Got it.
Got it to Scharf on the right side for the basket. Great design on that inbounds play. A lot of attention to Grove and Harzma. Nobody paying attention to Scharf on the other side. Hughes, back over to Rizzo. Picked off by Harzma. Harzma drives to the middle, bounce pass to Eliza. Back to Harzma underneath. That ball was kicked, no call. McMullen with it. Foul by Rizzo, no call. Bounce pass, Scharf, takes it with the left hand, up, no, a little too strong, and Hughes with the rebound. Coming up on the 5-minute mark here in the fourth quarter, Hughes lobs, Rizzo, blocked by Grove, that's her third block of the night, and a great job by McMullen and 80 to get that ball ahead. Scharf steps
Russell
through,
might have been fouled.
Grove, over hit to one. McMullen, mid-range hits it. 18 feet on that left baseline.
McMullen out of this whole group that's on the floor, she's the shooter.
Yep.
And she can, that's what happened on Friday and Saturday.
They play a little catch in the backcourt, getting close to 10 seconds. Hughes lobs it ahead to Buswell. Cross court to Pond, banks it up, a little strong on that one. Scharf with the rebound. They push ahead, Nisely, cross court to McMullen, corrals it in the left corner. Grove for three. Looks good.
It is.
Sarah Lindgrove. I wasn't very excited because I knew it was in from the time she shot it, Ron. 34-18 Warriors.
She's
Hughes.
Capable of shooting.
Oh, she is. Hughes ahead to Pond on the right side. Finds Sickles. Sickles throws it up. No good. Rizzo on the other side to Buswell. Buswell misses the jumper. Ball tipped around inside. Grove battle. And we're going to get over the back call.
Foul call.
Loose ball foul.
Really late.
Going to be on Harzma, her fourth foul. 3:57 left to go in the fourth quarter. 16-point Warrior lead. Rizzo and Buswell out. Wirtz and Bailey back in. In for the Warriors. Must be Eliza to go with 80. Alyssa, Maya, and Sarah. Missed three. Sickles back out to Pond on top. Wirtz for three. No good. 80 with the rebound. 80 pushes hard. They're looking to run. Couldn't get the ball to Eliza. Drives all the way in. Lays it up and in with the right hand. Took it right at the front of the rim. 80 Nisely. 4, 8, 9 points in the game for the freshman. 36-18. Warriors double up the Bulldogs. It's going to be a long 4 years for the Bulldogs playing us, I'm afraid. On top, Hughes on the left angle. Tries to go inside. That's knocked away and stolen by 80.
Watch this pass.
80 Nisely drives up the left side, spins, steps through, looking for Eliza out there to Alyssa. Alyssa, ball knocked away, saves it. Didn't have to save it. They get it to Eliza, back to Harzma. Harzma to Eliza, hooks the pass inside to Sarah Lynn, kicks it out. Mid-range, Alyssa hits it. That's great ball movement right there. Great trust by Grove to look for Harzma on that, or for McMullen on that weak side. Hard for a defense to rotate on that pass. Hughes hooks a pass ahead. It's a 20-point Warrior lead now. This game was close. 2-point game at halftime. Ball knocked inside, tipped away by 80, picked up by Alyssa. McMullen with it. Brings it up herself. Crosses over. Harzma.
Ooh.
Harzma gonna take a three out on top. I like it. It's good. That'll help her confidence. Maya Harzma buries the three. Salting this one away. 41-18 Warriors. And a timeout taken by Tom Anderson of Willamette.
He's only got fulls, I think. No, he's doing a 30.
Excuse me.
30.
So, this one all but over. 30-second timeout. Warriors on a 15-2 run here in the first 7:49 of the fourth quarter. And that ended up being a full timeout, so we'll take a quick break. Warrior basketball and KLYC.
She's a shooter.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 2:11 left to go in this one. Warriors with a balanced attack tonight, Ron. I love seeing that. Willamette ball. Warriors with a 23-point lead here late in the fourth quarter. Continue to pressure. I love that. That's a little taste of Tom's own medicine,
yeah,
isn't it?
Reggie and I were just talking about. Reggie was on the other end of that too many times.
Everybody was, right?
Yeah.
Warriors still scrambling. Buswell.
Travels.
Over to corner to Pond. Back out to Wirtz on the right angle. To Buswell. They're trying to run the rest of the clock out here. Nope. Bailey with an 18-footer misses that. Weak side rebound put back up by Pond. No good. Sickles with the ball. Blocked by Grove and taken away. Love that. Flat-footed block by Sarah Lynn and the rebound. Eliza on the right angle. Skips it over to Alyssa. McMullen wanted that
Gotta
shot.
Gotta look for that shot.
Gets it back in the left corner. Alyssa. McMullen with it on top to Maya. Or to Eliza down in the corner.
There it is.
For three. Good. Now they're relaxed. You can see the shooting difference. They were just jacking up bottle rockets earlier. So much momentum. Had no chance. Now they're relaxed and shooting the ball well. 44-18 Warriors.
Those shots were there the whole first half.
Oh, they were. We just missed them by 3 feet. There's a travel not called by Buswell. She knew it too. To Pond. Pond tries to go inside. Stolen by Harzma. Harzma with 50 seconds ahead to Eliza. Lays it up and in.
Yeah.
That's going to be something we can say a lot this year. Fast break basket. We have a quick timeout here. Taken by Willamina so he can sub in his...
Did he have a timeout? He's going to yell it. Did.
Aw. Do you feel bad for Tom? Hey, Reg. You feel bad for Tom? I think Reg just said, I don't think so. A strong heck no. How many times did he press you late into the fourth quarter of a game that was 40 points?
I remember some 70 to 30 games. And seven.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Little, it comes back around. We always talk about that. Unless you do what the Blanchett coach did, and that is you quit as soon as your seniors are done. I'm out of here. I've done my job. Didn't play anybody but a senior that whole year. Blew everybody out.
This coach is just at Dayton's thing. Dayton's Spink. Spink did the exact same thing. Sorry, but
yeah.
You have to.
Well, it's one thing to play your starters; another thing to be pressing when you're up by 30. So,
yeah.
All right, Warriors back there press off here. Got some subs in the game.
Right out.
Yeah, Rice and Wilson in the game. Kylie Kendall with a steal. Throws it ahead to right out. Liliana, couldn't quite handle that. Out of bounds off Lily. 32 seconds to go. Willamina with the ball. Clares, the right side. Right out knocks it away. Clares gets it back.
Oh, that's...
There's a travel on number 23. That's Olhafen. 21 seconds to go. Right out with it to Rice.
Travel.
Travel. 15 seconds to go. 46-18. Warriors with the big lead. Olhafen works left. Gets the ball to number 32. She drives, loses it. Wilson knocked it away, and 32 is Eagle Staff. Had her foot on the sideline. On the baseline. Eagle Staff, wasn't that the name of the big girl they had here a few years ago? It was about 6 feet tall. Eagle Staff, wasn't that one of their, yeah, she was good. She was huge. Like 6'1 or 6'2 and just took up half the lane and she could score. She did. Final score, Warriors. Oh, Dillasal, yeah.
My goodness.
Just a load to handle around the rim. Yep.
He was so strong.
46-18, the final score here. We'll come back with some final numbers for you and get you set up for the boys game. Warriors basketball, KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Girls with a dominating second half. They were up by two at halftime. They outscored Willamina 31-5 in the second half. Ron?
Yeah.
Warriors were led
defense.
Tonight. Yeah, defense turning into offense. Knocked down a couple threes late in the game. One by 80 nicely, one by Sarah Lynn Grove. And they couldn't hit the broad side of the barn in the first half.
No, a lot of nerves.
They've just got to learn to settle down a little sooner, knock down some of those open shots. Warriors were led tonight by 80 nicely, the freshman with 12. Grove had 11. 7 for Maya Harzma, 6 for McMullen. And 5 each for Eliza Nisley and Sharp.
I have Sharp with 12 rebounds.
Oh yeah, I don't, that doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
Grove with 10.
And Grove had at least
5 block shots.
Yeah, I was gonna say at least 4, I think maybe 5.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Lynn with some great defense at the rim. And they were almost all face up blocks.
Yeah.
It wasn't help defense coming across like I used to get my blocks from behind or from the side, right? I wasn't blocking anybody's shot face up. Sarah going right up with the shooter and blocking shots. Good to see. So Warriors settled down after a pretty shaky first half. Too many turnovers, missed free throws, missed lay-ins, missed outside shots. The only thing that looked good was their defense.
And, the defense never would.
Yeah.
Because we had, they had a, I have 7, 13, 20. They've got 27 turnovers at least.
I think they had 13 in the first half maybe. So 14 in the second half. Good balanced turnovers by the Bulldogs. Like to see that.
Yeah.
Big numbers there. All right. We are going to take a break for a few minutes. We'll be back set check for the boys game here from Willamina High School. This is KLYC McMinnville.